Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 117, our last episode for this season. I might put in some bonus episodes in there. We'll see. But today's episode is super special and super important because it is all about reflection, release, and resetting to manifest. And that is so important, more important than setting a goal, because most of us, a lot of us, hold on to things that are no longer serving us, want to keep doing things the same way, and expect something different. So today's episode is going to be all about how to reflect and how to release so that you can reset and be ready to manifest. So to have real growth, you need real reflection. And as the saying goes, like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So after you do that deep reflection, what you need to do is release. And I'm going to go into details on how to do a reflection, but you need to release, right? And what does release mean? Because oftentimes people think it can just be like, oh, sitting down, writing it down, and oh, I'm letting this go. But it has to be deeper than that. If you want real change, if you really want things to really move, especially in what you want to manifest, you need to really release. So what does that mean, right? It could mean releasing a goal. It could mean releasing that plan that you set for yourself. It could be releasing thinking, an expectation. It could be releasing an emotion, maybe anger, resentment, sadness. You know, maybe it means forgiveness, right? Releasing all of those things. Maybe you got to release all of that, but you don't know what you need to release until you actually start to do some reflecting and some deep reflecting. So it's important to do this practice, right? And that's how you reset. So by reflecting and then releasing, that's how you reset. And it's important to reset so that you can clear the slate, right? Start your manifestation process by clearing the slate. You need to clear your slate to start from scratch, right? This is not in the same way of like you're starting from ground zero. Oftentimes we don't want to release things because we don't want to start at ground zero, right? Ask yourself, right? Like, you don't want to do a career change because you don't want to start from a new entry point at some other field. You don't want to move somewhere new because you don't want to make new friends or have to figure out a new route or whatever it is. But you're not. If you do a deep reflection, you are not starting from scratch. You are not the same person you were yesterday. You're not the same person you were a year ago. So you are actually starting with the foundation of wisdom and insight. After you do reflection, you have wisdom and insight on what you need to work on and what works. Oftentimes we focus a lot on what's not working. Start to focus more on what is working for you. And reflection will be working for you. You can start with a monthly reflection. You can build that habit to then it becoming weekly and then daily, but definitely start with a monthly reflection. Now, when you are starting a reflection process, a really deep reflection process, you want to pick one thing you're going to reflect on, because it's going to be overwhelming if you've never done it, Right. And reflecting is different than journaling, because journaling is just writing down your thoughts about whatever, which is also great. I highly recommend doing that on a daily. But you need to actually decide, okay, today I want to reflect on this part of my life. Right? It could be your spiritual growth. It can be your career. It could be your finances. It can be your friendships. Whatever you want it to be, you can decide what you're going to reflect on. What do you want growth in? And then go from there, right? So I'm going to give you two ways you can choose on what part of your life to start reflecting on. And that is either an area of your life you want growth in, or an area of your life that you find challenging. And I like to say challenging over like that's not working out, because when something is challenging, it just means we can work on it. But if you say it's not working out, it's very definitive words, very definitive language. But by saying like, this is really challenging me right now, it means you can work on it. It means you can overcome it. So it's so important that you change your language. So first thing is reflection. Start asking yourself, what area do you want to reflect on? Where do you want growth? Or what area of your life is challenging? Right? Those are the two ways you can find focus in. So start simple, because if you try to overwhelm yourself by like, I'm going to do this weekly, or I'm going to do this every day, which daily would probably be an overkill to do this deep reflection. But weekly would be okay if you're already into journaling. If not, monthly. Decide what area of your life that you want to work on. What area, what focus? Okay. How is my career going? Now, what is working in my career? There are things that are working, even if you don't feel like they're not. What things are challenging me? And what do I want things to be different? And so here are the questions. So I didn't clarify that, but you know, first is choosing the part of life. Then asking yourself, what is working for you? What is challenging you? And what do you want to be different? Because there's something you want to be different in that part of your life, and you have to define it. And let yourself write whatever it is. This is just for you. And that's how you do deep reflection. Oftentimes, people want to just be like, well, I kind of want this. No, write it down. It's for yourself. So you can have that deep desire and passion of what you want to change. You can't get there without doing that, you know, and then ask yourself, what do I need to do to move forward in this? Whatever it is, what do you need to do to move forward in this? And then finally, ask yourself, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to release? What do I need to change? So a reflection process, again, you can do it. I would recommend monthly, especially if it's a big focus that you want to focus on. And then ask yourself, right? Pick a part of your life that you want to focus on. Remember, that's either that you want growth in, or that you find challenging right now. And it could be maybe a family relationship that you find challenging. And you can then ask yourself, okay, well, how are my family relationships going in my life? Next question is, what is working? There's something working. If somebody is in your life and you find them challenging, there's a benefit there. And you have to be honest with yourself, because if there wasn't, you would have already been like, bye. But there's something that is working there, and you have to be honest with yourself. And that is part of the reflection. What is working? Why do I keep doing this? I want change in this part of my life, but I find myself still in the same place. And then what is challenging about it? What is challenging about this particular person? What is challenging about this particular relationship? And then going deep and asking what it is that you want to be different. And maybe what you are wanting in this relationship to be different is not possible, but that's okay. Identifying that you want what you want things to be different and how you want things to be different is important, because it'll give you clarity as to why you're still there. Why are you still with this person? Why you have this relationship with this person? Whether it be romantic or just a partnership or whatever, maybe it's a friendship. What do you want to be different? And yeah, it's probably that you want them to be different in that way. And they may not be able to give you that, right? You can only control yourself, but giving yourself that insight will give you that understanding of like, why are you still in the same place year after year? And then you take the time to really ask yourself, what do I need to move forward? Maybe you need to express yourself to this person. Maybe you need to go to therapy. Maybe you just need to decide that this is it. I'm done. I'm moving forward. And this is just an example. So, you know, you might be focusing on a different part of your life, but it's the same kind of intensity, right? What do you want to be different is going to give you that clarity of what's challenging and what you are hoping to get out of the relationship, the career, the spiritual growth that you're seeking. And then asking yourself, what do you need to do to move forward? And then the last part is the release part. What do I need to let go of? What do I need to release? What do I need to change? Without the last part, without really digging deep in that, you're not going to be able to reset. It's great to do reflection. It's great to do release, but you have to do it really intentionally. You can't just take 2 minutes and be like, okay, I'm going to let go of this. And that's it. I wish it was that simple, but it's not. And when you do it that way, when you do the particular like softer releases, which are important too, sometimes you just need the awareness that maybe you need to release something and you need time. I know that release, letting go takes time. You might have to do it a couple of times, you know, maybe 3 months that you have to continue to work on that. And that's just the reality of it. Many times people feel like they should have already overcome something, but if it was that easy, it wouldn't have been an issue in the beginning, right? It wouldn't have been an issue at all. And unfortunately, that's what happens. We have these built up resentments, frustrations, anger, whatever emotion in there. And if you aren't taking the time to release them, it's going to take longer and longer because that resentment, that anger, that sadness is just going to continue to build up. So, to recap for you guys, reflection, release are so needed in order for you to reset and be ready to manifest. So to have real growth, you need real reflection. And it's not a, oh, I'm journaling in my journal every day. I journal every day, but I don't consider that to be reflection and releasing. That's journaling. But that builds up that habit, right? Just set a date. You could do it in the beginning of the month. You could do it at the end of the month, the middle of the month, whatever works for you. I personally highly recommend to do releases and reflections, like deep releases and reflections after the full moon, and then setting your goals during the new moon time. But that's just my recommendation. It doesn't have to be that way. Do what works for you. Do the time frame that makes sense for you. And each month, focus on that one thing you want to either have change or growth or that is challenging you. And you can continue to repeat that particular thing that you're focused on until you see the change that you want to get versus kind of jumping around and not seeing the difference, right? If you want to have a better relationship with someone, then you need to continually work on it from month to month. But if you're wanting to just have growth in all areas of your life, then, you know, you can look at things a little bit differently and that'll look different, right? These are all just suggestions. I like things to be open for people because you are creating your manifesting journey and you know what is working for you and you know what's challenging you. After you do your reflection, which I went over the questions, I'll repeat one more time. How is this particular part, right? That's the first part. How is this particular part of my life going? What is working? What is challenging? What do I want to be different? What do I need to do to move forward? And what do I need to let go of, release, or change, right? And what does that mean? Because releasing can just mean so many different things. So I want to go in deeper and you go deeper in your releases. And that is like, okay, do I need to release an emotion? Do I need to release anger? Do I need to release resentment and sadness? And perhaps you do your reflection on one day of the week and it takes you a couple of days to do that release because there's different things going on. So write down your list of things you need to release and don't feel like it's just going to be a 10-minute thing or a one-day thing. Maybe it'll be a couple of days that you have to release the different things that are coming up for you. And the more that you do the release, the clearer the path will be forward. So again, asking yourself, what do you need to release? Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's the goal. Maybe that goal isn't inspiring anymore. Maybe it's a goal that you really didn't want in the first place, but you felt like it was safe. Maybe it's the plan to get to the goal. Maybe the plan isn't working, but you keep thinking, if I keep trying, if I keep doing this, eventually it'll work. But if you haven't done the reflection on why it's not working, then you don't know. Maybe you need to release a type of thinking that you're having. Maybe you need to release an expectation that things need to be different and see things for how they are. Deep reflection. So I've shared the questions for you on what to do, on how to do a real reflection, and that will help you reset to be able to manifest. But without deep release and reflection, you're not able to manifest what you are desiring. I mean, we're always manifesting, right? So I hate whenever anything sounds like definitive, but what you are wanting is not going to come to you. It's not going to come so easy. And it's going to feel like, oh my gosh, I keep trying to manifest this thing and it just doesn't keep coming. Then it's time to do reflection. And that should be a trigger for you. If you're finding that you keep setting a goal for yourself, you keep setting something you want to manifest and you don't see it there, you don't see it coming, you don't even see the signs coming to you, because sometimes it's just that it's coming, but it's going to take some time. And you're finding yourself in frustrated energy. If you're in flow and your manifestation hasn't come, that doesn't mean that it's not coming or that you're stuck. It just means that it's going to take some more time. But if you are finding yourself in that stuck, frustrated energy, it's just making you feel like, oh, why isn't this happening already? I want you to take that as a sign that, hey, I need to do some reflection on this. What am I doing? What am I blocking from coming in? And the reflection will help you understand it, to give you that insight and that wisdom to be able to move forward in the way that you need to. Or in other words, move in alignment with your manifestations. Be in alignment with the energy, that vibration that is going to bring in what you are wanting to manifest. So those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Remember that you are the one in charge of your life and what you bring into your life. And the only way to know what you need to do differently is by doing reflection and releasing that, like doing a deep release. Every time I talk to a client, every time I talk to a friend who is struggling with something, oftentimes it's because they don't stop and pause. Life is challenging. I know, trust me. It is always going 100 miles a minute, and the thought of taking 5 minutes to slow down and pause feels impossible. But actually, when you do that, you expand time. The more that I tell myself, I have enough time for this, I have enough time to slow down, I have enough time to plan, that's how I expand time. And actually, sometimes I'm like, oh wow, that actually only took me like 5 minutes. So slow down. And take the time to reflect and do a real release so you can reset and manifest. I want to thank you guys for a wonderful season. We're ending the season with over 25,000 downloads. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such amazing growth. I also want to challenge y'all to do a reflection of the last 10 years of your life. I personally just did that. You may have seen that on Instagram. If you're in my email list, you got my email. Go check it out. I myself sometimes even forget how much I've done in the last 10 years. And it's been a lot. I'm not going to recap here because, like I said, it's on Instagram. And it's actually also on YouTube. If you like YouTube, find me on YouTube. It's on there as well. And it took me really taking the time to look back. Okay, what did I do each year? I was like, wow. To give you guys a little bit, I started my PhD program, I got married, I had my first son, I worked full time, I breastfed him, all of these things, competed in a bodybuilding competition in the middle of that while still going and getting my PhD. And I look back and I'm like, dang, how did I do it all? But honestly, I've always been a believer, if you can do everything that you want to do with focus. and you have to cut out some things. I probably just didn't watch as much TV. I'm not a big TV person. Now, I do watch TV. I'm not saying I don't. I do. But TV would be the thing to cut out, right? So I can be able to do all these other things. Something that I wasn't doing as much that I'm doing now is I wasn't reading as much because I had to read for my PhD program. So I definitely wasn't in the reading mode. And so I would say more of my time now is filled with reading and also just making the time and changing your language around that. Right? Changing your language around, oh, I don't have enough time. If you find yourself constantly saying, I don't have enough time or I'm always late, start cutting that out. I understand sometimes it just slips out, but start cutting that out. Start gaining the insight and the awareness of how you are speaking limitations into your day, into your life. So this doesn't become a whole other episode. I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Thank you guys again. I'll leave it here for Emily if she wants to pop in and say anything to you all. Thank you so much, Emily, for helping me with the podcast and helping me edit and take that off my plate because that is just one thing that I don't have to think about. Plus, it keeps me accountable on getting my episodes done early so I can send them out to you and not have to stress out about like, oh crap, even though we've had that where I'm like, I'm recording my episode on Monday. Thanks, Emily. Please help me get it out. And we did get some out a little late this season, but hey, we're human and I don't think there's a problem with that. You know, sometimes things happen.
What's up, y'all? For the third time in a row, I am beyond grateful to be a part of this project. More than an editor, I'm also a consumer, and I feel really blessed to be able to edit this and learn and listen along with everybody else to everything that you have to say and all the value that you provide to your listeners. I just get to listen to it first. But this really is quite a blessing, and it's always so fun to be able to get this work done with you. It's also a big point of accountability for me. You help keep my week structured and going. Honestly, you make my weeks make sense. In more ways than one, this collaboration has been incredibly helpful to me personally. So more than anything, I'm really, really grateful. To the listeners, I want to echo what Norma said. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening, for participating, and for being part of the community. It's wonderful to be able to see and feel that I'm a part of something that's so helpful and valuable to so many people. Shameless plug, I know that there are a few podcasters listening, so if you need an editor, I'm also open for some new clients. Let's chit chat. You can find me on the social medias at Emily Torres Media. If nothing else, 2024 promises to be an interesting year. But I'm wishing everybody happy holidays, a happy new year. And I hope that this podcast has helped you get closer to manifesting the life that you want. It certainly has for me. So here's to a happy, healthy, and manifesting 2024.
So again, we will be back. I have not decided on a date quite yet because I typically bring the season back in February, sometimes in March, but I think we'll see. It'll really depend on the new moon, full moon dates. Because I truly enjoy using that as my markers for starting things off. And so baby is due in February. So that's why I'm not really starting. But I will make sure to have a plan. And you guys will have your season start most likely in February. I keep thinking in my mind February. So most likely in February whenever the new moon is for that. And yeah. So we'll see. If you have any questions about manifesting, if you're interested in one-to-one coaching, I am here. I will be accepting a limited amount of clients while baby is here. And I'm on maternity leave because I still want to be able to work with people. I will just be doing it in a different way. I will be home with baby, and then I will also be managing my schedule to fit in some clients during that time. I'm just really excited to see this new way of being that is going to be completely different than, you know, working a 9-to-5. And yeah, so we will see. Thank you again, everyone. I hope that you are having a lovely and beautiful end to your year. And if you are not and you're feeling low, remember that you can change that. No matter how difficult it may feel, you can. And there's always ways to create change. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.